In recent months, over 100 young children under five across the UK have been admitted to hospital with signs of liver damage. This is called hepatitis. Thankfully, most have recovered, but some have been life-threatening. So far, investigators have drawn a blank regarding the cause, although there is speculation that a new infection could be responsible, or it might be a knock-on effect of some of the public health measures used to control COVID-19. Will Irving is a clinical virologist at the University of Nottingham. Chris Smith asked him how this came to light in the first place.
It was first picked up in Scotland, where public health authorities noticed that they were receiving an increased number of reports of young children with severe liver damage. And then the UK Health Security Agency put out an alert, and a number of other cases were identified right across the UK. I think at the moment we're around about 110 cases. And following the UK raising an alert with the World Health Organization, cases have been reported in quite a few countries in Europe, America, and in Japan.
And this all started when?
The first alarm was raised about 3 weeks ago, but the cases that we're counting are from the 1st of January this year. And to see 110 cases of young children with jaundice in a period of 4 months is extraordinary. It's a really unusual event. To add to the problem is that we don't know what the cause is.
So how are they investigating it then?
All of these children will have a number of investigations. They're usually ill enough to be in hospital, so samples are taken. There are a standard set of viruses which are known to cause hepatitis, but the tests for all of those viruses in all of these children have been negative. An alternative possibility is that there is some kind of toxin these children are being exposed to, so that is being investigated. But at the moment, none of the usual suspects have turned out to be the cause.
Surprising if it's a toxin, that if that were the case, that it would be so broad geographically and also just focused on that young age group, because you're saying they're all young kids.
Yes. My first thoughts when I first heard of it was that maybe there were individual families who were perhaps ordering some kind of nutritional supplement online, which was contaminated with something. It's still on the table. I think at the moment we have to maintain an open mind as to precisely what the cause is.
Have those investigating ruled out COVID as a possibility? Because that seems to be responsible for and capable of causing pretty much everything, as far as I can tell, over the last 2 years.
Well, in terms of a direct link, of those 100-odd children in the UK, a small percentage at the time that they presented with their severe illness were infected with SARS coronavirus 2, but it's less than a fifth. It doesn't appear that an immediate COVID infection is resulting in the hepatitis. That is not to say that the pandemic and SARS-CoV-2, the virus, are not in some way related to this outbreak. It would be quite a coincidence, I think, to imagine that this outbreak happened just at the end of a 2 years' worth of pandemic that has nothing to do with it.
So what do you think that relationship could be then?
It's possible that these children have been infected with SARS-CoV-2 before they became ill, and that that in some way has altered the ability of their immune response to deal with the normal childhood virus infections they would usually be exposed to. And then you have the huge behavioural change across the entire population we've undergone because of the COVID pandemic. So we've been isolating, and there's no doubt that over the last 2 years, the circulation of viruses, which are normally very common in the community, has been reduced. Last August in the UK, we removed most of the precautions that society was taking, which means that during the last winter, these children who mostly are between 3 years and 6 years old have, if you like, come out into the community having had 2 years' worth of isolation, and that maybe in some way they've been exposed this winter to a whole range of different viruses, and that may have caused their immune system to react in some peculiar way, which has resulted in liver damage.
presumably we've got samples from these children, or at least a proportion of them, and those will be being tested. So are there any things coming up in those tests that might point towards what viral causes there are?
There is one lead that many of these children have been shown to be infected with an adenovirus. Adenoviruses are very common childhood infections. There are many different types of adenovirus, but about three quarters of the children where it's been looked for have been found to be positive for an adenovirus. Now, that's interesting, and clearly we can't ignore that, but it has to be said that adenoviruses in otherwise healthy children are not known as a cause of hepatitis. We know viruses mutate over time, and that can sometimes alter their behavior. So there are laboratories that are busy looking at the genetic sequence of these adenoviruses to see if there's anything peculiar. But at the moment, we don't know which is the correct explanation.
And are the kids okay? I mean, are they recovering?
Yes. Most of the children are spending some time in hospital being supported, and then their liver is recovering. The liver has a very great capacity to recover, and then they're going home. There have been around about 10 children where the liver damage has been so great that they've needed a liver transplant. I'm not sure about within the UK, but I think there have been one or two deaths reported from other countries. So it is potentially serious, but 90% of these children are recovering and going home.